Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for joining us here this afternoon on ABQ Connect. As you have heard many times, we have Holly Slade, the founder of Feed New Mexico Kids, and her director of community relations, Annetta Romero, in with us. Thank you both for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Holly, I know it's redundant, but I always want to start off by you sharing with us, what is Feed New Mexico Kids and what do you guys do? What's your mission?
Well, our mission is to eradicate childhood hunger in New Mexico. New Mexico ranks first in the nation. Every now and then Mississippi creeps up and is in first place, but when they do, it's a, you know, a tenth of a percentage.
Again, we're at the top of a bad list.
The top of a bad list of having the most food insecure children in the country. So Feed New Mexico Kids is actually about feeding kids when school is not in session. So kids get a Title I breakfast and lunch Monday through Friday, but then come the weekend, spring break, Christmas break, Thanksgiving break, they really go hungry. And statistically, Sunday is the hungriest day of the week. So we wanted to do something about that and find a way to get food to the child. I know that there's a lot of food banks out there that deal with adults, and that's wonderful. But sometimes, more times than we care to admit or even look at, these kids are actually in the care of adults who aren't paying attention or who are out and out abusive. And in some cases, it really is hardworking grandparents that just don't have enough resources around them, or a hardworking single parent that doesn't have enough resources around them. That's totally understandable. But a good portion of the time, it's an adult that's not paying enough attention to the child in a positive way. So we want to get the food directly to the child. So we pack single-serve, nutritious items that a child can open and eat by themselves. No microwave required, no can opener even. So a kindergartner can open the food in the snack pack and feed themselves. And so we're trying to address the hunger that exists on the weekend, so that Monday morning when they come back to school, they can come back ready to learn.
Yeah, and I can only imagine a high school student that hasn't eaten for 2 days on a Saturday or Sunday, all the raging hormones, male or female, trying to do schoolwork, trying to have a self-image that's worth anything.
Right.
Really knowing that there's a God that's going to take care of them.
That's right.
Really a big challenge. So your ministry is really helping let people know that somebody does love them, God loves them, and he's providing, and yet you can't serve everybody.
We can't yet. Our goal is to be able to serve everybody, but we need more food. You know, we started in March of 2017, and it's been a great year. We've done, out of our warehouse, so not including our partner churches, over 57,000 pounds of food.
Wow.
And then our partner churches have done an enormous amount of food. We're still collecting their final year-end numbers as well. But we've got churches like Legacy here in Albuquerque who take care of 11 schools. They're giving out more than 500 snack packs per week. And then Faith Lutheran, they've got 3 schools. And then we've got down in Las Lunas, we've got First Baptist Church of Las Lunas that's taking care of 2 schools down there. We've got churches in Rio Rancho, both High Desert United Methodist and the Rio Rancho Church of Christ that are taking care of schools in Rio Rancho. So we've got partner churches scattered throughout the state that are helping us care for these, but still, we need more church partners, and we need more food at those partners.
And what you're saying is when you say a church is taking care of them, they're actually packing snack packs and receiving food, and they have a army of volunteers that are helping them with all of this, as do you at your warehouse.
Right. We basically set this up as what I call ministry in a box. You know, the Lord put this on my heart, and it took me a while to launch it, a couple years, I hate to say, but because I kept trying to think, I was making it too complicated. You know, I have a sales background, and so I kept thinking I had to raise up a sales force that was going to go out to all the churches and get all the churches on board before we launched. And I couldn't figure out how I was going to have enough free time in my life to do that, how I was going to find volunteer salespeople to do that. And finally, the Lord just sort of whopped me upside the head and said, just start. You know, I was like, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was actually my husband. He came to me and he said, if you don't start that food ministry, the Lord's going to give it to someone else. And I about came unwound. I was like, I have been praying about this thing and strategizing on this thing for 2 years. The Lord is not giving this to someone else. So we just started. We started with one church and we said, you know, all right, let's see how it goes and see what the Lord does. And the Lord is in it, you know, in ways that I can hardly even describe, because there's just no humanly possible way that me working a full-time job and doing this as a volunteer capacity and 50 or so volunteers, you know, could raise up all these partner churches, and the partner churches really do a fair amount in finding their own schools and partnering with the schools and wrapping their arms around those schools and saying, we're here for you. You know, if you have a one-off, if you have a student that needs, you know, something besides a snack pack, let us know, because we're there for you.
So, Netta, you joined the team here, what, 6 months ago?
Yes.
Or so?
About 6 months ago.
You've been involved in ministry for a while in an administrative type role. Tell me what your role is with Feed New Mexico Kids.
Well, I'm doing an administrative role in that regard as well. It's all encompassing sometimes. I mean, I have a real heart for the ministry because I grew up as one of these food insecure children. And like Holly said, there's a lot of different reasons, you know, why children end up in this sort of situation. You know, for myself, I was my mom was a single mom with three children trying to make ends meet, working a couple of jobs. So it's not like she wasn't trying, but we still struggled and we still needed something. So the ministry is really near and dear to my heart. Because of that, I think I just have a heart for these children. And it's great that you mentioned high school students. I'm glad that you did that, because more times than not, when I describe this ministry and what we do to others, they think it's just the younger, the elementary school students and, you know, younger kids that don't have something. But you're right. It's those high school students. I mean, I have an 18-year-old son and I look at him and he's not hurting for food. You know, he doesn't go to school hungry on Monday mornings. He's, you know, we're able to provide that for him. So anyway, my heart is just really near and dear to the ministry. So I help with any aspect that I can. I love going out to the facility with the volunteers and, you know, packing with them, or, you know, working with Holly and working on our delivery teams, people who go out to the schools and take these snack packs, deliver them to the schools. So, yeah, a wide range of opportunities. And
so our listeners are listening right now and they're thinking, wow, Feed New Mexico Kids sounds like a really effective ministry. You're helping kids have food. I'm sure there's high school students that have younger siblings that are trying to get snack packs for them too. So that everybody, the whole group of them have something to eat. Tell me where you're at. I mean, you want to be able to take care of every child. And I brought this up almost every time.
Right.
But you told me the statistics when we started the very first time. Over 25% of our children in the Albuquerque metro area may be food insecure. Food insecure meaning they don't know where their next meal is coming from.
Correct.
That is an astronomically high number.
It is. And it's for the whole state. So I think people get in their minds, oh, that's in the rural areas. That's not here in Bernalillo County. That's not here at APS. Oh, yes, it is. We have schools within APS that we take 180 snack packs per week. We have another school where we take 92 snack packs per week. That is in APS.
Wow.
We have families whose children attend APS and the families do not have electricity.
Yeah.
I mean, people have to understand the living conditions, the struggle that families are facing. And at Feed New Mexico Kids, we don't place any value judgment on how that struggle came to be.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. The child is hungry, and that's really all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to minister to the child. We want to wrap our arms around them. And, you know, we partner with APS. We partner with Rio Rancho Public Schools. Our Las Lunas Church partners partner with the school districts down there, because we deliver the snack packs to the school. And then it's the school family liaison or school nurse or counselor or principal, depending on the school. And they are the ones that identify the children in need in their school and give them the snack packs. Then some people donate food that is not really snack pack food. You know, it's the classic kind of food pantry food, and we just call that family food. And so we do have those situations where it might be a single mom. We have one situation at one of the schools where it's a single parent who has three teenage boys. Do you know how much food three teenage boys consume? And so a snack pack, one snack pack per teenage boy over the weekend isn't really going to get the full job done. It's better than nothing, but it's not the full job. So that's a school where, because we build the relationship, we make sure we deliver family food to that school. And so the relationship is really what makes it work, the two-way communication, where the school starts communicating with whatever their partner church is and saying, we have this unique circumstance or we have that unique circumstance. And then the church, you know, has the ability to say, well, we can do something about that or we can't. Let us help you find another resource, whatever it is. So it's distributing the load. So everybody's carrying, you know, just a little bit of the load.
Well, we're going to be back with more about Feed New Mexico Kids after these messages on ABQ Connect. Stay with us.
We here at DreamSpring, a community business lender making dreams of hardworking entrepreneurs come true, are grateful for you and your support of small businesses. If you need a business loan, call us at 1-800-508-7624. Happy New Year's.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. We do things differently over here on the affordable side of Albuquerque. We give you a better deal and a better experience. The better deal part, we'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico or put $1,000 cash in your pocket. The better experience part, every new vehicle comes with the confidence of a 100,000-mile warranty and complimentary maintenance. Find your ride at mypowerford.com or come see us on the affordable side of Albuquerque, on Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
Take your knowledge of Scripture to a whole new level with online classes from Veritas International University. Learn more about the Bible on your schedule while working toward a certificate or a fully accredited undergraduate or graduate degree that will impact your spiritual life for the rest of your life. Select teachings from the Bible from 30,000 feet are now part of the distance learning curriculum at Veritas International University with online classes from Pastor Skip Heitzig, including Old Testament Survey, New Testament Survey, Genesis, and Revelation. When you complete the Bible from 30,000 feet curriculum and connect with Calvary College, you'll receive a special certificate from Calvary Church. Through Veritas, you can take online, fully accredited classes working towards a bachelor's, master's, or PhD. The spring semester is quickly approaching. For a full list of classes and to enroll, go to viu.ves.edu. That's viu.ves.edu.
Since the Bible is the Word of God, since it does reveal the character of God, since it alone describes salvation and eternal life, since all these things are true of God's Word, how important is it to know what every word of Scripture means? Hi friends, John MacArthur here. There's only one way to tap into the power of Scripture, and that's by immersing yourself in it regularly. Every day on Grace to You, we unpack the Bible verse by verse, precept upon precept. And there's no better way to spend 30 minutes of your day. So join us here on this station for Grace to You.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on KNKT. You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Longtime businesswoman and sponsor of KNKT programming, Holly Slade with Dave Slade and Associates in studio, and her community relations director, Zanetta Romero, here with Feed New Mexico Kids. And Holly, before we go to Feed New Mexico Kids, part of the reason Feed New Mexico Kids exists is because you've been successful in business, doing a lot of real estate business, and you still do that. That's your full-time job.
Right.
And you need to sell some more houses and you need people to buy a few more houses to not only help you and Dave, but, to help you guys minister. And your husband's involved in ministry too.
It's true. It's true. You know, just because we get involved in ministry doesn't mean we give up our vocation. Mm. There are people who are called to ministry as their vocation. But for the rest of us, ministry is alongside our vocation. And so, yes, Dave and I are still very active, you know, selling real estate in the community, and a portion of all of our commissions goes toward Feed New Mexico Kids for obvious reasons. It's a ministry that's near and dear to both of our hearts. Dave is involved in teaching largely prophecy Bible studies. He's a real prophecy hound, mm-hmm. and has written a couple of fiction books that are based around biblical prophecy. But he'll do books of the Bible, and he'll do, I think he just finished his study, was actually on the Holy Spirit, but he's heading back into.
I had Dave on the program.
Yeah.
In fact, he's going to be back in 2 weeks as his next Bible study starts up.
Yeah.
With the men at Calvary.
And so this is what the Lord has called each of us to. I know lots of husbands and wives minister together, but I don't think you have to have a co-ministry all the time, that one of you is called to something and the other one might be. But you might, even as, you know, with a healthy, happy marriage, be called to separate ministries that are both, you know, very involved and require something of you, but you have a love and respect for the gifting that the Lord has put in your spouse. And you want them to, you know, run and be all that the Lord has called them to be. So he's very supportive of Feed New Mexico Kids, and I'm very supportive of his ministry.
Well, we were saying a little bit earlier off the air when Zanetta was kind of describing her role, that she may be being a little bit humble. Share with us some victories about all the things she's doing. And you also have an army of volunteers that are helping you as well with Feed New Mexico Kids.
Correct. Correct. Yeah. When Zanetta said that she was coming alongside and doing whatever was needed, I almost laughed out loud, because she really is a project manager at a very high level. We recently did a Thanksgiving outreach where we gave out 3,191 pre-cooked meal kits. Okay, so pre-cooked turkey, freeze-dried mashed potatoes, freeze-dried gravy, can of corn, can of beans, a dozen rolls, cinnamon apples, and all the serveware and all the plates and napkins and everything that anybody would need. Each one of those kits serve four people. So effectively, you're serving over 13,000 people. Zanetta administrated that entire project, made sure all of the volunteers were there where they were supposed to be. We partner with APS for that, and they deliver the meals. But Zanetta is the person that made all of that happen smoothly and seamlessly, so that when the volunteers are there, what they're focusing on is ministering to the family, loving on the family, and hearing the reports that the family had. And so I think Zanetta has some of those stories to share.
I do, and thank you for that. If you're a volunteer that helped with that and you're listening, we just thank you as well for helping us out and getting the job done. But yes, we went out and delivered these Thanksgiving meals. APS actually delivered them to the schools, but we had volunteers that showed up at all of the schools to basically be the distributors, mm-hmm. and just be the hands and feet of Jesus, really, and give that smiling face to the families or the children who they were handing them to. And, you know, there were a lot of stories that came back. I mean, overall, the families were extremely thankful. We have a group, like a cluster of schools out far south towards Las Lunas area in the South Valley. I had never been to that part of town. And there's three schools out there, and they just really, really partner together really well and make sure the community's taken care of. At one of those schools, we had, you know, a number of leftover or extra meals, I think, for children who maybe didn't show up to school or whatever the case was. And they partnered together with a guy who runs the community center, and they made sure that they contacted families personally, got families out there, and to pick up these meals, and nothing went to waste.
Oh, great.
And, yeah, just super thankful. I mean, we had another story. One of the counselors told us that she saw I feel like it was a
sibling group of three.
Yeah, sibling group. Thank you. And they were sitting at a park, sitting nearby the school, and they were actually already opening it and starting to eat some of that food. So it's precious, but it's heartbreaking at the same time. And she said she didn't have the heart to go and, you know, stop them, that they would maybe take that home for the rest of their family, or if there's, you know, parents there at the house, because that's how hungry they were.
Yeah, that little sibling group was actually a foster sibling group.
And
for whatever reason, they had been passed around a lot.
Yes. Mm.
And so when she saw them eating in the park, just as their own little family, that's what really spoke to her, was that this little group has nothing of their own. And so they had their own little Thanksgiving picnic, and it moved her to tears, the counselor who is there day in and day out in their lives. And then there's another little boy that just really pulls at our heartstrings. He's in he's in elementary school, very young little guy in third grade, and he takes care of three younger siblings. So we give snack packs to those younger siblings. But he just has this tenacious personality.
The third grader.
A third grader.
He's taking care of his siblings.
Yes, three younger siblings, not just one. So this little guy has such a tenacious personality. At the beginning of the year when he first started getting snack packs, he told the counselor, when I'm older and not hungry anymore, I'm going to feed other hungry people. So fast forward to Thanksgiving, and he gets this meal bag, right? Goes home, and we hand the meal bags out a little early because of when the school schedules are. So obviously it's before Thanksgiving because school's out already. So he comes back to school the next day beaming, just almost a foot taller inside, you know, just grinning ear to ear. And the counselor said, what's up? And he reaches into his backpack and he pulls out one of the rolls from the Thanksgiving meal kit that had a little slice of turkey on it. And he gives it to the counselor with his outstretched hand, and he says, today I'm bringing you food.
Nice. Mm.
Yeah, she says she just, you know, water works everywhere, of course, because what this is doing in that little boy's life is this is not just feeding his stomach, it's feeding his character. Mm.
Right.
He is developing character. He is not living as a victim. He is living victoriously. He is learning how to give out of the little bit that he receives, and he feels good doing it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, you know, the stories go on and on about these kids.
Can I share one more about the same little boy that Holly's speaking of? We learned from the counselor as well that he was going to be his little sister's birthday, and he had prayed and asked God. He told the counselor that that she would have some cookies for her birthday, and that possibly something would be in this snack pack that he's given weekly. Well, come to find out that there was that week somebody had donated a package, little packages of Famous Amos cookies, and that was in one of the snack packs. So, and that's not something that we have all the time. That's not one of the items that we put in there. It just was a special treat. So God answered that prayer.
Yeah. That is really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, there's a lot more to this. We have a lot of ways people can be involved with Feed New Mexico Kids. And after this break, we're going to come back and talk about all of that. So stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Carlos Griego, owner of Bosque HVAC and Roofing. As we start a new year, we want to wish you and your family a prosperous and safe year in 2020. Happy New Year.
Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Matthew 7:12. Hello, Scott Simpkins from Petrie Buick GMC and Petrie Kia. That's one of my favorite verses. It reminds us how to treat others, to be kind, respectful, and honest, among other things. That's a core value at Petrie. We love helping customers and always do so in the same manner we would want to be treated. If you have any automotive needs, including service, I invite you to stop by Petrie Buick GMC or Petrie Kia on Eagle Ranch Road across from the Cottonwood Mall.
Skip Heitzik shares a lesson with you from the story of Israel's temple.
What inspired them to finish the task was the preaching of these two prophets, Haggai and Zechariah.
It's amazing how God uses people to inspire change. Skip has a question for you.
What word is God calling you to? Is there something that you started, but you just sort of got discouraged and stopped pursuing? You stopped building?
Access Skip's full teaching library at connectwithskip.com. Now this.
You know, in Psalm 37, it says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. I don't think that means just read your Bible every day and God will give you your little heart's desires. I don't think it means that.
Follow the Connect with Skip Heitzik podcast on Spotify.
He will put his desire in your heart so you have a new desire you never had before. God gave me different desires. Delight yourself in the Lord. See what desires he puts within you to finish the task.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are talking all about Feed New Mexico Kids and the amazing 2019 they had. But as amazing as it gets, Holly, Holly Slade is the founder. She is a businesswoman, owner of Dave Slade and Associates with her husband, Dave, who's also on a program frequently. And Zanetta Romero, the community relations director for Feed New Mexico Kids, in studio with us. I really appreciate the stories you guys are, but I just thought about something off air and I asked you about it. So I'm going to ask you about it now. you are helping kids regardless of their faith or any other orientation or anything else. You're just taking care of people that are hungry.
Correct.
And as Annetta said earlier, you're doing high school kids. You're doing all the way down to elementary kids. You just shared a story about a third grader who's taking care of four younger siblings. I mean, three younger siblings. Wow. I mean, the stories are overwhelming. People are listening. People want to get involved. And let's talk about the type of food that you want donated and how people can make financial donations. And the thing that I want to emphasize more than anything, and you've shared this in the past, is your organization right now is 100% volunteer. So if money is shared or invested in the ministry, it goes to buy food.
Yes. We have a very generous businessman and wife. He and his wife here in town who donated warehouse space to us. They even paid the utilities. Mm. And all of the volunteers who deliver use their own gas money to deliver. And so the partner churches, they all recruit volunteers. So each church that's involved, a lot of times it's a volunteer even at the church who's heading it up. That's the case with many of the churches. Sometimes the church will have a staff person where they'll say, hey, you know, we're going all in with this. Like Legacy Church has Dustin King, who it's a part of his job responsibility because Legacy's gone so all in, they partner with 11 schools. Other churches, it's volunteer-based. Here at Calvary, it's a portion of Zanetta's time. And Matt Moffitt's time, but then there's 50 volunteers over at that warehouse, and they're from all different churches. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's really what we want to hammer home is, you know, this is a community outreach. Mm-hmm. This is all of us partnering together for these kids. And we hear stories of teachers having to reach into their own pocketbook when they have a hungry child in their classroom. And teachers are not overpaid in this state by any means, you know. And there's only so many kids a teacher can take care of. We want to come alongside. We want to ease that burden on the teacher. We want to give more food than a teacher could afford to give to more kids. You know, there's just no way that a teacher can take care of the number of hungry kids that are at that school. Like I said, we've got a school that we deliver 180 snack packs a week, another school that gets 90 snack packs a week, several schools that get 60. You know, we start a school generally, we start with the number 25, and then they're asking for 35, and then they want 40, and then 45. You know, because as the year goes on, and the counselors and the teachers get to know the families more and get to know the students more, they understand more. And the, you know, belief in God is so natural to a child. It's a natural mindset for a child. You know, that seed is in them when they're young and they're innocent. And I just read an article in the Wall Street Journal, and you know, somebody will probably email you about this later, Jim. But I just read an article in the Wall Street Journal where secular child psychologists are saying the belief in God is so instrumental to a child's well-being, to their state of mind, to their emotional well-being, to their outlook on the future, that parents who are agnostic or atheist should lie to their children and tell them they believe in God. That's how important belief in God is to the well-being of a child.
Well, we're going to tell them the truth.
That's right, exactly right. It's like we're there so that they don't have to be lied to. But I mean, when you look at the secular world, saying belief in God is so important to children that if you as a parent don't believe, you should lie to your kids. I'm not advocating lying. Don't email Jim about that. I'm just trying to make a point of how important it is. And so when you've got a little third grader who at home nobody is teaching that child about God, but innately, naturally, instinctively, he knew to pray for cookies for his sister for her birthday. And guess what? God heard the prayer, and there were cookies in the snack pack for his sister. And people have to understand, we do not put cookies in on a regular basis. We use every inch of space for nutrition and belly fillers. And so it's only when somebody has donated, you know, a one-off item that we go ahead and put it in. We call it a treat. We put it in snack packs. We certainly don't put it in all 950 of them that are going out that week. Mm-hmm. So you can't say, oh, well, you know, that was just a natural happening. No, it was not. a cookie made it into one, you know, a few of 950 snack packs that went out that week that happened to go to that little boy's school, that happened to go to that little boy and his siblings.
Yeah, and blessed him.
That's right. Because God works supernaturally, naturally, but don't take the supernatural out of it.
Holly, I've never asked you this before, and Zanetta may want to chime into this too because of her personal experience, but the thing I hadn't thought about before is the blessing it is for the teachers that you are really equipping with some pretty powerful ministry materials. Regardless of their faith position, they are loving these kids.
Yes.
And they are ministering to these kids. And they are, the kids are seeing God provide through these teachers.
Right.
And through your ministry. So how does it make the teachers feel when they can help meet the needs of a child?
Yeah. So, sometimes it's teachers, it's family liaisons, it's counselors, it's nurses. They are so grateful. They send us emails and they say, the kids hug us, but you really deserve the hugs. They're just so thankful that somebody is helping them bring relief, because in so many instances, their hands are tied. They can't bring enough relief. Mm-hmm. And granted, there's other and bigger things going on in these kids' lives too. Mm-hmm. But when you go to the bottom of Maslow's hierarchy of needs, there's a whole lot that can't happen while a child is hungry. So a hungry child is two times as likely to repeat a grade. They're three times as likely to get suspended. And a hungry teenager is five times as likely to commit suicide.
Mm-hmm.
So even though it's the counselor, the liaison, one person that's handing the meals, the teachers benefit as well, because these are kids that are not getting suspended. These are kids that are not repeating grades. These are kids who don't have headaches in the classroom, who aren't dizzy. We, at the beginning of the year, we were inundated with phone calls of kids who were physically dizzy. Elementary school. You know how hard it is for a little elementary kid school to get dizzy from hunger?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
well, if they haven't eaten on Saturday and Sunday, they come to school on Monday. The bus is late. They don't get to eat breakfast.
Well, and over the summer, it's not just that they didn't eat on Saturday and Sunday. It's over the summer that what they were eating during the week was, mm-hmm. was not substantial enough.
Mm-hmm.
And so we hear that their cheeks are filling out. They're returning to being children. They have joy. They laugh. They play on the playground. They can sit. They can concentrate on their studies. They can focus on what the teacher is saying. That's a blessing to a teacher,
mm-hmm.
to have a student, not just to, you know, have somebody do the relief aid, but that enables a teacher to teach.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they do what they do. That's where their hearts are.
Well, I want to now address one of your partners. We've mentioned Legacy Church a few times. Pastor Daniel McCabe brought in an outreach ministry team to talk with us on ABQ Connect back on the 9th of December. Last year. Travis Clark, he's the director of Steel Bridge,
mm-hmm.
which is a homeless ministry. Pedro Jaramillo, who is the director of Expect a Miracle, which is a drug rehabilitation center. And Dustin King, who you've mentioned, he oversees the homeless outreach, and he is the liaison for Legacy Church with Feed New Mexico Kids. And you already kind of shared the story that Dustin heard about Feed New Mexico Kids. He's a part of Legacy Church.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what his official capacity was when he heard this, but on the radio, he heard about Feed New Mexico Kids. He brought that to the leadership team. You were invited to come in and speak with the leadership team. And Legacy was one of your first church partners.
Right.
And they have just run with it. They're now handling over 11 schools.
Right.
And they're packing food. They're doing the whole thing.
They're amazing. They're
yeah.
amazing. So Dustin was listening to the radio, as you said, and at the time his capacity at Legacy was he was their graphics and web guru.
Mm.
Okay, so this isn't somebody who was working in the capacity of, you know, community outreach pastor or mm-hmm. children's ministry overseer or any of those, you know, stereotypical things that we think we have to walk through X door. So there's Dustin, you know, doing his job, but he heard it on the radio, and the Lord spoke to his heart, and ironically to his wife's heart in the same period of time. So his wife comes to him and says, you know, we have to do something about this. And he's like, I know, I agree. You know, the Lord's put the same thing on my heart.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Dustin just went to decision makers at his church and said, hey, would you be willing to listen to it? He wasn't asking for a commitment until they knew, you know, about the program. And they said, yes, we're willing to listen. And so I went in and presented the case. And people don't know, but once they know, they're compelled to take action, as was the case with the decision makers at Legacy. That they had no idea that New Mexico was number one in childhood hunger, nor did I before I had come upon the stats. And most church leaders that I meet with don't know, because I don't know why it's I guess one of those dirty little secrets. I mean, who wants to advertise that they're number one in childhood hunger, right? Mm. That's something that a state probably wants to keep as tamped down as they can. I'm not saying it's conspiracy, but who's going to advertise
it? Yeah, Holly, I think I'm actually under the impression, or my thought process was, that if you're in school, you're probably being well fed and you're okay.
Yeah, not so.
Not so.
Not so.
Not even close.
Not even close. So, you know, think of all the children in New Mexico that are in school, right?
Yeah.
And yet more than one in four are living in a food insecure situation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the ones we know about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then there's, you know, I'll argue all day long that there's a shadow population out there that we don't even know about.
Right. Well, we're going to come back and talk about how great the need is. You're meeting part of it, but you need a lot more help. So we'll be back talking about Feed New Mexico Kids this afternoon with Holly and Zanetta. We'll be right back. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
Duke City Ready Mix was blessed again in 2019. Over 70 employees provided for their families. We were nationally recognized by the National Ready Mix Concrete Association for our quality. Here's looking to 2020. Happy New Year from Duke City Ready.
Okay, Grandpa and Stella, let's go over our list. We've got to make sure we're ready to open our downtown Monroe's at 4th and Mountain. Are we serving the same great Monroe's foods?
Same menu, same recipes, same cooks, new kitchen.
Check. Ready to give the same great service to our customers?
Same waitstaff, new dining room.
Check. Same great Monroe's atmosphere?
Of course. Same friends and family and air conditioning.
Check. We're ready. Monroe's on us soon. And coming soon, the new Monroe's downtown at 4th and Mountain.
The new year is filled with possibilities. Let's ensure unborn babies get to enjoy those same possibilities. We at Right to Life Committee of New Mexico wish you and your family a happy new year as we celebrate life.
Here's Mike Fabares, Bible teacher on Focal Point.
You know, when God called Moses to lead Israel's exodus from Egypt, his response was less than enthusiastic. If you'll remember, Moses attempted to resist God's call by reminding God of all the resources he didn't possess. I don't have the reputation. I don't have the credibility. I can't speak eloquently enough. But God wanted Moses to take inventory with a different perspective. It wasn't about what Moses didn't have. It was about God's ability to use what Moses did have. And when we step up to the task, even a simple shepherd's stick becomes the staff of God. So stop trying to remind God of what you don't have. Trust Him today to take what you do have to fulfill His calling on your life.
Right thinking leads to right living. Want more? Power up with Pastor Mike Fabares on Focal Point, a half hour of hard-hitting Bible teaching here on your station. Or check it out online at focalpointradio.org.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are coming to you this afternoon from the Power Ford Studios, Faith Family Ford. Thanks to Power Ford and all of our other sponsors. And thanks to Dave Slade and Associates, Holly Slade in studio. She is a local realtor and also the founder of Feed New Mexico Kids. And Zanetta Romero, who is in charge of community relations. And it sounds like several other hats. Whatever it takes, right?
Right.
In ministry. So Feed New Mexico Kids is doing a lot, Holly. Let's talk a little bit of detail about what kind of food you need donated. And is that Zanetta's?
Well, I'm going to take that one, and then Zanetta's going to talk about the website.
Okay, good.
Our food is very specific. I mentioned it's single-serve, nutritious, non-perishable. So the kind of items that go in a snack pack, and a snack pack is a gallon-sized Ziploc bag, okay? And we pack it as full as we can without damaging the food. It gets a napkin and a spoon and a flip-top lid can of beef ravioli, a single-serve mac and cheese, because that can be made with hot tap water. It does not have to be microwaved. A package of ramen, that's a belly filler, and kids will eat it raw. And then one pudding cup. We put in cheese and peanut butter crackers, trail mix, a sleeve of peanuts, a power bar, a granola bar, an apple sauce fruit squeeze. Those cellophane cups, those leak sometimes, so we use the applesauce fruit squeezes. and then just a little dried fruit snack or raisins. That goes inside every single snack pack. And so the food is very specific. So at the partner churches, they educate their fellowships about what kind of food to do. But then we have these amazing community partners who do food drives. So, for instance, Discount Tire throughout the entire city of Albuquerque and one of the stores in Rio Rancho just did a food drive for 2 months. Every single week, they were collecting food from their customers. They were doing all kinds of things. At one of the stores, one of the employees got so into it, he was so jazzed, he went to his friends and family over Christmas and collected $300 from his friends and family to buy food for the food drive. Some of the stores, you know, they were, you know, able to say, you know, if you bring in X amount of food, you know, we'll, you know, do this benefit, whatever corporate, you know, authorized them to do. And so they just got so into it. They're having a contest between the stores, and then I buy pizza for, you know, the winning store. So, but it was just fantastic to see their enthusiasm. And some of our friends, you know, had gone here and there to the different Discount Tire stores for their tires at the end of the year. And they would text me and go, I'm at Discount Tire. Look at this. You know, the guys are so stoked here. They're telling me all about it. And I told them, yeah, I know all about it too. So we've had partners like that. We have, GI Labs, the UNM GI Lab. We just dropped off, donation bins over there. And so they're collecting for us. The Home Builders Association did an enormous collection for us. They were phenomenal partners. Floor and Decor has collected for us. We have had credit unions that have done food collections
the
for us.
The flower company did.
The flower, yeah. Adri's flower store up there in the up in Scottsdale Village.
Yeah.
Yeah, she sponsored two different events where she went all out and she planned scavenger hunts for the people who came, and she got other retailers up at Scottsdale Village involved, just because she believes in it so much. So the community has come alongside us and said, you know, what can we do? And for a community partner, it's easier for them to do a food drive. A lot of times for the individual, it's easier for them to go to the website and do giving on the website. So we have the cost of a snack pack actually now under $5. At one point it was about a $7 snack pack, and now it's under $5. And our only overhead at our warehouse is cardboard boxes and tape. So nobody takes a gas allowance. There's no salaries paid. So if you're looking for one of those ministries where you want to know that the dollar is going to the food, well, here we are. And so we keep it lean and mean, and the Lord is blessing it. So on the website, what's super helpful for us is if people will sign up to be a monthly donor, because that way we can project forward and we can budget. It's just like, you know, your household budget. You know, how do you project forward if you can, you know, pay your bills next month? Well, because you know how much you make monthly. And so that's what's super helpful to us, even if it's just like $20 a month, because $5 buys one snack pack. So if you want to do one snack pack a week, $20 a month. You can go on the website and just set that up. We have other people who've been incredibly generous. We had one donor who lives out of state. And she did a company matching challenge. She said she'd give $1,250 a month if people would match it. And so we advertised it on social media, and people matched it.
Nice.
Yeah. So Zanetta was going to give the website, and I think any more details about the website?
Sure. The website is feednmkids.com. On the website, when you were mentioning the gallon-sized baggie, I just want to make sure listeners know that the reason why we do a gallon-sized baggie is so that can fit directly in a child's backpack, and that eliminates them being embarrassed before other children. So that's just so genius. I love that. But anyway, there's a picture of that on our website. You can check that out, and all the food items that Holly mentioned, you can see those on there. I mean, we have pictures of them literally on there. So it's really easy to understand, because we are looking for those specific items if you're not able to do the financial donation.
Zanetta, what are some foods we need to avoid? I mean, you're going to use everything, as Holly mentioned at an earlier segment, but there's certain foods that people might want to just go by Costco and buy a big bag of that you may not want.
Things like Goldfish crackers, they crumble a lot, and chips, you know, so they sell them in those little individual size that you could put in a child's lunch, but those crumble in our snack packs. So, you know, they're going in a Ziploc bag. then 8 of them are going in a cardboard box. The cardboard box is going to the school.
Right.
From there, it's pulled out. It's put in a child's backpack. So really, if people stick to that list that's on our website, because we started out with a much larger list of food when we started, and through feedback and observation, we've eliminated it. Vienna sausage is another one that we don't use anymore because the older kids don't like it. So we... It's interesting, like if you go to Hawaii today, Spam is still a delicacy, and the millionaires and multimillionaires still eat Spam. So just tastes are different. So a lot of the refugee kids like Vienna sausages, so they have to be elementary school and refugee. Well, we can't direct the boxes, you know, we can't get down to that level. So we just took Vienna sausages off the list about a year ago. So the list is pretty refined. Anything outside that list is not our favorite thing to get. We will use it. We'll use anything that we get. You know, like when people do donate Vienna sausage, we save them and we call the McKinney-Vento department within APS, or we drive it straight over to some of the schools where we know they have a high refugee population.
So you also... like things, protein sources like tuna fish, but you can't use a can of tuna fish because it's not, you can't open it without a can opener. But there are packs of tuna fish, but there are some that are kind of spicy that you probably want to avoid because, again, you're trying to meet the palate of everybody that might possibly eat something like
so
that.
If it's tuna in a pouch, the ranch flavor, just remember this snack pack might go to a kindergartner and it might go to a senior in high school. We don't know who. And so then there's also the tuna salad kits that'll have a few crackers in there, and they'll have a little squeeze pouch of mayonnaise and relish and, you know, some tuna in that. So either one of those we put in. Our main protein staple though is that beef ravioli, and the kids love it. And then it's the mac and cheese as well, because interestingly enough, mac and cheese has a fair amount of protein in it, and the kids love it. I mean, who doesn't like macaroni and cheese, right? It's on every restaurant menu everywhere now, every version of macaroni and cheese you can think of. And then when people are shopping for a cereal bar, we really are looking for the ones that have a higher protein content in them. So if you look on the box and it's like 2 grams of protein, it's a nice belly filler. But if there's one that's 5 grams of protein or 7, all the better. Because that's what we're, this sometimes is everything a child is eating on the weekend. There was recently one of, an elementary school child, that was taken out of the home, and the parents were starving the child on purpose.
Oh, goodness.
And underneath the bed, they found a bunch of our empty snack packs. So.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord that, that this little one was sustained and is now safe somewhere. So again, the circumstances run the gamut from that little kiddo who's having to even hide that they are eating to, let's talk about, you know, a teenage boy who's burning 3,000 calories a day just standing still.
Awesome partnerships. Feed New Mexico Kids is established throughout this community, and I know you have vision of going throughout the state.
Yes.
So when we come back for our last segment, we hope you'll stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back to talk more about Feed New Mexico Kids.
As the new year begins, we reflect on the blessings we received this past year at Water Extraction Experts. May you have a blessed new year full of success, service, and love. Happy New Year's from Water Extraction Experts.
This is Pastor Scott Tom. Are you new in town? Looking for a church? Visit us at Cross Christian Fellowship. We have verse-by-verse teaching, casual dress, and contemporary worship. There are great opportunities for community and service. We are located just north of Osuna on Edith. For more information, visit crossfellowship.org. See you at the cross.
We are so thankful for the blessing of living in this great country. We pray God will bless you and your family in the coming year. Happy New Year from Advanced On-Site Protection. It's a night to celebrate Dr. Stephen Collins. Friday, January 17th, a dinner event at the Marriott Pyramid Hotel featuring Eric Metaxas, comedian Brad Stein, Steve Stucker, and hosted by Skip Heitzig. And here's what Pastor Skip said about Dr. Collins in a recent teaching.
As far as I know, the world's best living expert on the times of
Abraham and the cities of the plain goes to this church, and his name is Dr. Steve Collins. Any questions about Sodom and Gomorrah, ask him. He's been digging it for 15 years.
Dr. Collins will bring an update on a search for biblical Sodom. It's a special night in Albuquerque, Friday, January 17th at the Marriott Pyramid Hotel at 7 p.m. For tickets, call 332-4253. That's 332-4253. This night to celebrate Dr. Stephen Collins with Eric Metaxas is presented by Trinity University, Veritas International University, and the Sodom Excavation Project. Call 332-4253.
Quality, experience, personal service. Dom Garcia Realty, placing the interest of others first.
We decided it was time for us to sell our home and move to a new location. When we came to the conclusion it was time to do that, we knew there was only one person we wanted to use as a realtor, and that was Dom Garcia.
He was a man of integrity, very humble. I think what I love the most about our transaction with him is not only did Dom pray with us, his wife did, Donna. And so we knew we were in good hands because we were with people that loved the Lord and wasn't afraid to show that. We put our house on for sale, and within 2 days, we had got a cash offer.
We are a full-service broker that includes working with buyers and sellers, renting, leasing, management, whether residential or commercial.
Dom Garcia Realty, 899-4644, 899-4644.
Se habla español.
What kind of Bible student are you? Casual? Serious? Totally dedicated? Whichever describes you, here's a fast fact about improving your studies. Beyond listening and reading, here are two proven ways to make your Bible study more effective. Write down what you learn, then tell someone else about it. How good is that? Your understanding of the Bible can be improved in 2020 and beyond. That's why we want to put a Bible from 30,000 feet workbook in your hands and into your life. Remember, a quick overview of a passage or even an entire book may be helpful, but to really appreciate the full landscape of Scripture across all 66 books, you need something more than a snapshot. We want to help you grasp the full scope of principles of Scripture with the companion workbook to Skip Heitzig's study, The Bible from 30,000 Feet. We'll send you your copy of The Bible from 30,000 Feet workbook when you give a generous donation of $35 or more today to keep this program on air and connect more people to God's Word. To give today, call 800-922-1888 or give online securely at connectwithskip.com/offer.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
There is a massive need to help feed New Mexico's kids. And Holly Slade, she is a local businesswoman and realtor with Dave Slade and Associates. She took this on 3 years ago with Feed New Mexico Kids. And Zanetta Romero has joined the cause here recently. And your own experience, Zanetta, has led you to really be involved. I guess you found out about Feed New Mexico Kids administrating another position in ministry.
I did.
And so you got fired up about this ministry, and you shared something with us off the air that I want to ask you about.
Sure.
I ask you, what gets on both of you? What's mm-hmm. the toughest thing about ministry? And you said that it was seeing a backlog or a waiting list of schools that you can't serve because you don't have the funds.
Right.
Talk to us about that.
Sure. So right now we are serving, this includes our church partners. We have 43 APS schools that we're actually helping. APS alone, I believe there's 142, 143, somewhere around there. Schools, just APS. So what's been happening is word of mouth, it travels fast between the school counselors and the family liaisons. And we get phone calls, and they're asking us for help, and they have the same situations at their schools. They know who the children are, and they're asking for help. Well, recently there was a time when we couldn't. I mean, I was keeping a wait list log of these schools and the number of snack packs that they were requesting. So I think for Holly and I and for the volunteers, too, because we share this with them, you know, and we pray over these things. But to see that and to see that we're not able to help the children at the time, it's just really heartbreaking. So that can be really heavy. Since then, we cleared that wait list. But again, the phone calls that come in and as this travels and people get educated on what Feed New Mexico Kids is, that can start happening again. So that's where we really need the help of the people listening.
And our listeners need to step up and start helping with this. You've already mentioned the efficiencies of the donation. It's all going to the food. There's right. no big overhead cost. A lot of the churches that you mentioned. Mention that list again, Holly, of some of the churches that are helping you.
Yeah,
right now.
So we partner with Faith Lutheran, First Baptist Church of Las Lunas, High Desert United Methodist in Rio Rancho, First Presbyterian, Rio Rancho Church of Christ, Calvary Albuquerque, and Legacy.
And Legacy. And they're mm-hmm. they're bearing some of the cost of administration and other kinds of things. They're providing some people to help. Mm-hmm. But the ministry itself is not overburdened with this huge admin cost,
no.
which is an amazing thing to me.
Yeah. Calvary and Legacy are the two churches that have a staff person who participates in the ministry. All of the other churches, it is volunteer run and volunteer led. Mm. The church is not experiencing any cost for the ministry at all.
What do we need monthly donations to be? And this, I guess you can't necessarily equate. I know you have a lot of people donating food, and you don't want that to stop at
right.
all. But you also need some financial donations. So if we were just to put it in round numbers financially, what do you need to meet the need? I mean, Zanette already said you're handling about 43 schools with all of your church partners.
Right.
There's over 140 APS schools. So
yeah.
the math is we're not handling even
no.
A quarter.
Yeah, our financial goals are in concentric circles. So the goal that we're shooting for right now is $20,000 a month.
Mm.
And so we need that to just do the bare minimum, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm.
If we look at the McKinney-Vento population, and McKinney-Vento population is defined as children who lack a safe, adequate place of shelter at night. Okay.
Mm.
So we serve a population that is far larger than just the McKinney-Vento population. If we were to just tackle that alone, we would need $20,000 a month.
And that's about 4,000 meals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's our first, you know, just hit that goal, and then you start, you know, setting your next goal and setting your next goal and setting your next goal. The need is actually, you know, much, much larger than that. And especially because that 20,000 a month, we're only talking McKinney-Vento population in APS alone.
Mm-hmm.
That's not Las Lunas. That's not mm-hmm. Rio Rancho. That's not Gallup. That's not any of the other communities.
So 20,000 is really for this community.
Yeah. And so we're going to surpass that need very, very quickly.
Yes.
But, you know, you have to, it's the whole eat an elephant one bite at a time. I mean, if we really looked at, well, what would it take to resolve childhood hunger in New Mexico? It's a number so astronomical, people can't really relate to it.
Mm-hmm.
So let's break it down into the steps that we can reach. $20,000 a month, we can get there.
Okay, but Holly, I got to back you up, because I don't really think $20,000 is very much money.
It's not.
When our entire community comes together.
Right.
I mean, if you just want to take the largest churches, let's talk about the Catholic Church
yeah.
and all the things the Catholic Church could be doing. Let's talk about the large Protestant churches like the Legacy and Sagebrush and Calvary and Hoffmantown and some of these other churches. I mean, you're talking about people giving $1 or $2 a month and you're at $20,000 a month.
Oh, yeah.
What if a pastor right now is listening to this? Maybe he's traveled up to Albuquerque or she's traveled up to Albuquerque and they live in Las Cruces.
Mm-hmm.
Their church can get involved and feed New Mexico kids.
Absolutely. They have to have somebody there who really wants to own it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a volunteer down in Las Lunas, Nikki. She's a chiropractor down there, and she heard about it on the radio and was so moved by it. She wanted to own it. At her church. And so she went to the pastor. She had the conversation. We did, you know, the presentation. You know, we brought her up here to show her our warehouse, Legacy's warehouse. We, you know, we train people how to do this. We just don't, you know, throw them out there. But it is so simple mm-hmm. that we call it ministry in a box. We give you the artwork. We tell you what size bins to buy. We show you, you know, how we shelve our food and how we pack our snack packs. And it's very easy to get up and running very quickly.
Thank you both very much. Zanetta Romero, she is Community Relations for Feed New Mexico Kids, and Holly Slade, the founder. Bless you both. I'm looking forward to seeing you some more in 2020, and we'll be praying for Feed New Mexico Kids. Thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.